Carolyn on the staff, please.
Okay, go ahead, Carolyn.
Hi, Terry. I just got my ballot today. The ballot looks great. Got nice work. I'm a little bit concerned, though, about that survey. May I ask how that was developed?
Well, I told the Arlene, executive director at the time, that I liked the idea of having a listener survey because it might prompt some people to, they may not care that much about the election, but they would be happy to say what shows they like and dislike, and that might prompt some more people to mail back a ballot, as long as the survey was very short. I didn't want a long survey where people would set it aside to think about their answers with an essay. So I wanted short, check yes, no kind of box survey with just a few questions. And I said, so if you want to have your people produce a survey, I'm happy to include it in the mailing. So it's sort of like a free mailing for the stations. The free in the sense that they're already paying for it. And so she designated a particular couple of people, Ursula and Chris, to design it. They contacted the general manager. The general managers gave them the questions. Each survey is different at each of the stations. I got an early draft, and I said, these are not good. I gave a series of suggestions for improvements. Many of the suggestions were taken. Overall, I was not that impressed with them, but it wasn't my job. And I asked Summer several times for final, you know, are these what you want? And never got any change, so we went with what we had.
Okay, that explains a lot, because I'd put in a lot of suggestions, none of which were followed. We've had some good examples, but this for BAI at least, it's really kind of lame.
Well, one of the surveys is even lamer than that, I assure you.
That's too bad. There's an opportunity there, and,
yes,
and my activist history tells me never to send out anything with a blank page, and the back sheet is totally blank. We could have had a program grid on there and asked people to rank by numbers so the answers could be tallied. This is going to be very difficult to tally up. Okay, thank you for the explanation.
Okay, Sasha is next.
Yes, I have a couple of questions and likely a comment at the end. Terry, first of all, I'm really sorry you haven't gotten paid again, and I hope you will get paid soon. So something just came up this evening, actually, where I was told that the local election supervisors did not get told that they had to put on on-air debates. Is that the case?
No, of course not. All of LESs have known from the very beginning, it was in the job description before they even applied for the job, and it was in the manual, and they all know it. And a variety of people seem to be circulating rumors or something like this, but at KPFA, Aaron has been trying to schedule on-air forums since August.
At KPFA, Aaron has been trying to... Could
schedule
you please tell me about
that,
because I'm unaware of his trying to schedule them since August.
What do you want me to say?
How has he been trying to schedule them since August?
He's been talking with station management and with slates and candidates, trying to... arrange designs. People canceled the last minute. People agreed to have meetings and then didn't show up. It's been a series of. It seems to be orchestrated or intentional, is all I can suspect. That it's like there are some people there who apparently wanted to make sure that forums wouldn't happen. It was very, very frustrating.
You know, I hate to do this to you, but could you be a little bit more specific? I mean, I'm asking you this question as somebody who was our chair was invited to join an election committee by people from the other side and asked to invite another person, which was me. And so the four of us met were actually at the very end of September. And there was no mention at all during our meetings about scheduling the on-air forums. The entire discussion was about scheduling the off-air forums. And so I was under the impression, certainly, that the LES, our LES, was under the impression that we were meeting to discuss all of the above, and it kind of unraveled a week ago on Sunday morning, actually, last Sunday morning, that that was not the case. And we immediately planned an on-air forum, and, you know, just that was the emergency.
Well, all I can say is I discussed the need for on-air forums with Aaron, and he discussed with me his frustrations in September and October, trying to get people to agree to a format and time.
Who was he working with? Can you find out?
I can try.
Because he certainly was not working with one flight.
I believe it was primarily with people who were prospective candidates. Before that, it had been people.
Certainly not any of our candidates.
Management.
Well,
it started before there were candidates.
On the stack?
Yes,
yes. But I can ask him about more specifics.
Yeah, I would really like to know. I mean, if you can email me privately, that would be great. I mean, you can include the whole election committee, but whatever. Because I would really like to unravel this, you know, if at all possible. So, can, you know, I guess the question to me is, you know, how much do you want to get involved in all of this? Because I know you've curtailed your duties. But I know we're certainly having a problem here with getting dates for the forum set. And unfortunately, you know, station management was suddenly told in the last minute. And then the next speaker, Tracy, apparently jumped in and said they had to happen before Thanksgiving. And as it turns out, that cannot happen. We had preempted programming 3 days this week, and next week is Thanksgiving, and so forth.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm really wondering what role you would like to play in this, so that I don't burden you with something that you don't want to play. I know you've cut.
Yeah, I don't want to play any role in it other than, you know, if things aren't happening, I need to know that they're not happening. But let's see. I'm looking at the last email I got from Aaron on the subject
this evening,
about an hour ago.
Yes.
As it stands, I can go. So the station management is willing to put all on-air announcements right away about the schedule for the forums, and some people are saying that they have to be held after Thanksgiving, and some people are saying they have to be held before Thanksgiving, and they will not agree. Andrew needs to know whether the air announcement's starting immediately. Suspicious of the pressure coming from someone other than actual candidates themselves. As it stands, see, I can go with the announcement and proceed on Sunday and through the week on this hurried schedule, or I can go with the initial plan and announcement that they'll be forthcoming after the holiday. So it's, you know, he's asking me, you know, it's not going to be good either way. We're far from optimal. I mean, these forums should have been a month.
Oh, I agree 100%.
Right? And he's been pulling his hair out about it. So.
Oh, okay. Yeah, I wanted some clarification on his role, because there are you know, various stories and rumors floating around. From my perspective, you know, very simply, we're also, I mean, unfortunately, scheduling this also means we don't have a program director, so it's dealing with our interim general manager. And unfortunately, you know, scheduling this is something that has to be done in conjunction with the station, and it has to work for the station as well. And, you know, it couldn't happen this week because there was preempted program with the archives and the BAI. Fund drive.
And also Gaza, apparently, tonight.
And now Gaza may break loose, and what our station manager has said is that if there, you know, if a war breaks out, we are going 24/7 on war coverage. So just to throw that into the mix in terms of KPFA.
Sasha, I'm sorry, but we're running
sure.
out of time. We have other people to speak. Can you wrap up
sure.
really quickly?
Sure. If I can just wind this up. Yeah. You know, I'll be glad to follow up with you on this, Terry, separately. That would be great. Thank
right.
you.
Okay. Tracy, and then Michael.
Okay. I mean, this will just be fairly brief. I have not been attending these multiple meetings that have apparently been going on for weeks and weeks and weeks about off-air forums and on-air forums and whatever, none of which seems to be working at all. I mean, in the case of KPFA, this just seems a little on the ridiculous side. The ballots are going to have to be mailed back the first week of December in order to make it to the East Coast by December 11th. So we're basically setting up on-air forums that relatively few listeners are going to be serviced by. And the whole scenario of why the heck these things weren't scheduled a month ago is just beyond me. I just don't know. I sort of hear you, Terry, but I guess what my hesitation or concern is, if this was getting jammed up by the station 3 weeks ago, it seems to me that 2 or 3 weeks ago was the time to intervene and say, look, we have to find a way to make this work, and this has got to be scheduled. I mean, I've set these forums up multiple times. You can do it in about a week if you're energetic about it. I guess it just feels like, and whatever dialogue you've had with Aaron you've had, that it just feels like it was sort of allowed, just like the off-air forums to some degree were, just sort of allowed to drift nowhere and more meetings and all this stuff, and the action that needed to be taken sort of didn't get taken. And at this point in time, it's like you said, it's remotely not optimal no matter what happens. Obviously, you have to schedule a forum because otherwise you're in violation of the bylaws. But at this point, it's almost like a pro forma thing. It's not service.
We have 1 minute.
Sasha for the stack.
Okay. Terry, you want to respond?
No. I don't remember anything else to add.
Okay, that's fine. All right.
Zach.
Right. So we have 1 minute left, and we have two more speakers, Michael and Sasha. So,
and we're
okay.
Hold on.
I'll be very brief. The KPFK ballot, maybe because it had so many candidates on it, when as folded upon receipt, it does not fit in the return envelope. You have to refold it. So I think that's a problem. I don't know if that has any effect on the ability to process it. Second thing is, we had said when we planned the business reply envelope, we wanted to have something on the envelope saying you can save us money by putting on a stamp, and it doesn't do that. So I think those are two lessons for next time.
Terry, did you want to say anything?
I was muted there. The putting the notice about you can save us money was something that was just an oversight. They sent me a ballot envelope design right close to the deadline,
mm-hmm.
and
mm-hmm.
I forgot to mention that to them. So
that's what I say. For next time, we should keep it in mind and make sure it's on it.
But how about the folding of the ballot?
I'm not aware of that. I'm looking through the ballots right now. I have one of each one. I'm trying to find the KPFK one. I know it can fit in the envelope. It's a matter of whether it has to be refolded. Is that the issue?
Yeah.
Is it
yeah.
the listener
yeah.
one?
Yeah, this is Jane. The WPFW
yeah,
was the same way, but it was easy enough to refold.
I want to know if it's okay, if it doesn't interfere with the scanning.
No, it won't interfere with the scanning. Because the scanner, they're doing an actual graphical image of the ballot, and then it's a percentage of the oval, the circle it's filled in, that won't be a problem.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, it comes with creases. Whether it has additional creases or not won't matter.
Okay.
All right, so we're at time, and we have two more people who are asking to speak. So would either of those two people
I'd
like
to extend.
Right, by how long?
I'll be very brief.
Okay. Reading. Revelin, how long do you need?
Probably a minute.
Okay. All right.
Oh, it's 10:08.
Yeah, it's 10:08. Is there any objection to a minute or so for Revelin and for Sasha to speak, and then moving on? Okay. Hearing none, go ahead, Revelin.
Okay. You know, I just, first of all, thank you, Terry. I think you've just been very kind and gracious and professional in trying to deal with this this election, which, as you have said a number of times, started off in a kind of violation of the timeline from the bylaws, and has run into so many complications. Everything from funding, people not getting paid, the storm, we all know about it, but sometimes I think we need to hear and, you know, hear it again, because as I sit here and listen, it's almost like we expect a miracle out of this without acknowledging the fact that this whole thing has been through a storm and may continue to go through a storm. And I just want to say, at some point, we may have to look at the fact that we are in violation and make a decision about, okay, so we're in violation, and since we're in violation, if we say that it's fair that we go to this particular date in order to do whatever it is that we have to do, then we will, you know, we will justify it, and maybe somebody can even find out if, you know, legally we'll be able to be sued. But I mean, I just think that we have too many elements to have dealt with to expect that this election can be too much more than it is. That being said, I think we should make the best of it, but I don't think we should pull our hair out, you know, because somebody's ballot didn't come out, you know, on Monday, and it came out on Tuesday, and, you know, it, I mean, to me, that's just a waste of energy, and I'm not pointing fingers at anyone. I'm just saying that I think we're getting caught in the past, and we need to deal with this as it is in the present.
Okay, thanks, Revelyn. And Sasha, 1 minute.
Yes, I just wanted to set the record straight on something. There are two slates running at the KPFA election, and no independent candidates at all this year. Tracy, you know, comes from one slate, one faction, and I from another. The one I represent was not in these many, many meetings that she was close to. We went to exactly two meetings, and we were not the ones who canceled out of that meeting. The other side did. So there have been exactly two meetings. One meeting, the last, was on November 11th. The one prior to that was sometime at the very end of September, I believe. And those are the extent of the meetings we have attended. We were under the impression that the LES was taking care of the on-air forums because it was never mentioned to us. And our one and only discussion was last Sunday, 5 days ago, and we put together then an on-air forum with format, et cetera, worked out all the details, came up with some suggested times that had to be cleared with the GM. So any extended discussions that went on with one slate only. Thank you.
Okay, so we're out of time for this item, and next is how to ensure quorum for 10 minutes, and the floor is open. Actually, you know what, I'm sorry. Before we start, we're almost at the time we had set for adjournment, so I'd like to move to extend the meeting because there's two very time-sensitive agenda items that are coming right up. Time allotted for the on-air listener candidate forums and the scheduling and playing of the carts at KPFT, although I realize that's been largely aired out, but if there's any final comments on that point. So my proposal is that we extend the meeting to 10:40 Eastern. Is there any objection?
This is Revelyn. I would say 10:45.
Sure. Any objection at 10:45? Okay. Hearing none, then let's go ahead with the quorum discussion.
Just Nancy,
yes.
Can whoever is making all that kitchen noise or something, can they put it on mute?
Yes. Anyone who has background noise, please always remember to mute. Okay. Who would like to address how to ensure quorum? 10 minutes, Evelyn, is the time limit.
Okay. And it's 10:13 now, so.
Okay.
This is Jane for the stack.
Go ahead.
I think that the on-air messaging should be really strong, and I think that the somehow the national office is able to impose all of this national programming on us. So it seems to me that a very strong, clear, compelling message, composed, with Terry's, approval, hopefully after he's been paid so he's in a good mood, and I don't care if it's Summer reading it or Terry reading it. I just think that a very good, strong message that is sit down from above would get aired. So that's my number one recommendation.
And this is Revelyn.
Go ahead.
I agree with Jane. I know that we sent in some things, and I know that I put a tag on mine. It's your voice, it's your choice or something like that. I think that we know they're almost like jingles that people remember, and they have energy in them, and they help to direct people's actions. And I also think that if we have, if possible, we should tweet our listeners. A real great message about, democracy, and we get a chance to vote again, and, please vote for your candidates and have it in by such and such. I mean, tweeting is such a strong social platform that really, really, really works. And we should use it, and it doesn't cost money. It just takes a little bit of talent and energy. So I think that, and if there are any bloggers at the station, we should run a blog on the website. And all these things, we have to hype this election in a way that we haven't done. And so rather than just using the old ways, I think we should employ social media to assist us.
Okay. Anyone else?
I'll just say, this is Terry.
Sure.
I absolutely agree, and it's not something, it's a foundation or a station message. It's not, I'm an administrator.
Right.
Right. So I think you guys should do that.
and Terry, I agree. Ms. Revelyn, just let me say, we're the closest to it. I mean, if this is not part of our passion for Pacifica, then we're sitting on the wrong board, And if it is a part of our passion for Pacifica, we should be able to take two or three of us and carve out a message and get it out there and just, do a tweet brigade and just go ahead and do it and let our listeners go, oh, wow, look what they're doing. Maybe I can, let me vote in this one,
Yeah, all I put in that is, having somebody who's not a candidate, Summer as executive director or station personalities or a public personality like Amy Goodman or whatever. I don't know the particular politics, but all I can say is that if it is people who might possibly be identified with a particular slate, it'd be great to have two people from opposing slates in the same cart saying, sending you about, just making sure that I don't want to have some promotion where someone says the promotion itself is making an unfair election. That's my concern.
Right.
Jane again.
Okay, and then myself. Go ahead, Jane.
I recall Terry saying some things at an early meeting, which I really appreciated in terms of the psychology of the messaging around it. And so he calls himself an administrator, but really he's got a lot more of the hands-on sensibilities I agree. I mean, Revelyn is got good sense of that communication stuff. But I really think that the knowledge that Terry expressed in terms of the psychology, the kind of messaging that goes out there, that's why I would really appreciate it if he was involved with it.
Well, I think the short version is I suspect that a lot of the on-air fundraisers have done enough research to know that you don't try and browbeat people and guilt trip them into sending in their ballot.
you encourage them to be part of the community, to be to affirm their involvement and their commitment to community, and it's everybody else is doing it, you should be doing it too, kind of theme. But beyond that, I'm not really an expert in it.
I see you.
Michael, I'm Stack.
Nancy, I'm Stack.
Okay. All right. I'd actually call to myself next, and then Michael and Nancy. I just wanted to add the suggestion that all the stations, I believe all five, have email lists of members or supporters, listeners, that those be used, and that I don't know, I haven't looked at all the websites recently, but that the home pages of the website be sure to have some sort of message. And I'm wondering, Terry, how you feel about you being maybe the author of a generic one-paragraph or two-paragraph promotion to vote that then could be used at all five stations on email lists, websites, different forms of media?
I don't think I'm the best spokesperson. I'm not somebody they know. I have no objection to it. I just think that I'm not an effective spokesperson to get people excited. I mean, I'm not a member of the foundation.
Right.
You know.
Okay.
So
I had Michael and I'm sorry, who was the person after Michael? Oh, Nancy. Michael, Nancy, and then Revelin. Go ahead, Michael.
And
yes,
Carolyn.
My two
and then Carolyn. Okay.
My two early suggestions about getting an early count from ESC, and then also the question about possibly having the bundled ballots speak to the quorum. I think that promotionally we should have maybe from management or the board, either way, a thank you for all of the outpouring support that we did get for the archives and for BAI, and link that to say, you know, the next step people can take who are part of the Pacifica family is to vote in these elections. I think also if we had some promotional things along the lines of some fairly famous supporters who are members who said, you know, I voted, you know, kind of thing, and, you know, don't forget to turn your ballot quickly would be also useful on the air. I mean, I agree with the social media, but the primary way we do communicate with the listeners is over the airwaves, and so there has to be more positive promotion on the airwaves of getting those ballots sent in. That's it.
Okay. All right, and as people are speaking, bear in mind Terry's statement that, you know, this is not necessarily what he is
sure.
doing as part of his job, so if folks can propose concrete ways to accomplish some of these good ideas, you know, who might take responsibility for doing some of these tasks, that would be helpful. Okay, so next is...
I think management is what I suggest.
Okay, well, even... Fine, but then I'm saying even who will talk to management to, you know, start them going on these ideas.
This is Jane again for the sec.
Okay, I'll add you at the end. So I'm just asking if people want to consider adding that to your comments, saying, you know, I will speak to someone or, you know, whatever you think is good to implement it. Okay, great. Nancy, here's the stack.
Yes.
Nancy, Revelin,
yes.
Carol, and Jane. Nancy, go ahead.
Okay, Terry, at KPFT, our general manager has been doing the promotions for the elections, and I have complaints about it because he will come on and say, listen closely to what candidates are saying. They'll say anything to get your vote. And then the new one is listen to what they say. They say things, candidates will say things based on their opinion and not necessarily of substance or I forgot what the word was, evidence. And so these are just really distasteful. And so to put so much confidence on the general manager, even allowing PSAs to be put on the air at KPFT, is a big struggle, even for a KPFT fundraiser. So please keep that in mind. And I'm telling you, this is our email list is not functional. I mean, we had, according to our development director, we have 11,000 emails of past and present members, And I organized a town hall meeting because three elementary schools closed and the fourth one was about to close. It was Dan Rather's alma mater, Love Elementary. And we put it on the email blast, and seven people showed up, and I called a lot of people, and they didn't even know because they didn't get the email. And so we don't have a functional email list at KPFT, and I bet a whole lot of other problems. I think you have said that the KPFT email website is a mess, and our chair, Robert Marcus, said it's a mess. And also, there's this consistently being favored by being given the most number of cards as a candidate, Lisa's her name, and 95 words, the most of any candidate. And she's a computer engineer, and she's been consistently being favored. And other members of the consistently being favored. I'm going backwards. I'm sorry. I'm not supposed to talk about that anymore. But anyway, this is not being promoted right, and I don't think it's right for the GM. And you're telling me it's not your fault, but you should be aware of this. And also the intern, which was judged and fired by the LES without any oversight of others. I mean, did you talk to this intern? Did you have any other input? Because I worry about that intern. I met her. She's a very nice lady. She said her parents introduced her to KPFT in Pacifica. She's a young college student. And I really feel bad because there was a judgment and a firing done without, and she was blamed. This intern was blamed for all the wrong things that happened on the YouTube and on the audit. And I just think that's so unfair. That's all I have to say.
Okay. Revelyn, where are we at on time for this 2 minutes?
We are 2 minutes over time.
Okay. So,
10 minutes.
Yeah. I would like to just add one thing about email, if I may.
Sure. Go ahead, Terry.
In the original ESC contract, there was a plan to have email blasts going from ESC to remind people to vote, but that was cut out of the contract as one of the cost-saving measures, along with getting rid of the Internet voting. So there are no current plans that we have to do email blasts to urge people to vote. If any of the stations do have that ability, I've asked the general managers in the past if they have that, and I haven't really gotten any clear responses. But if
we talked here at KPFK, I believe that they're going to do an issue of the what's called the KPFK dispatch, which goes out to an extensive email list with links to the candidate statements and, you know, urging people to vote.
Well, just one question, Terry, to wrap this up. The one concern that exists about managers putting messages in their email lists is, as Nancy gave an example, what she believed was...
No, on the air. It was on the air.
Okay. Well, in any case, there's each election, there's complaints about management exhibiting some sort of bias in letters and emails and on-air, this and that and the other. So is it possible to simply say to the managers, if you're going to give a vote promotion message, you really should run it past me, as me being you, Terry, as NES, to make sure that I consider it an unbiased statement that's not going to in any way skew the election.
Yeah, that's a good idea. I can send an email to all the general managers tomorrow.
Okay.
That.
Yeah. Good. All right.
Did you CC the LSBs too?
I don't have the LSB. Email.
You can look it up on the website.
Well, no. Terry, would you be willing to CC the committee?
The PACELEC, yes.
Terrific. Okay, and we can go from there to our LSBs. Okay, so we're at time, so let's see if we can get back to this later. As we had said, we would have extra time at the end.
I have one question for Terry. Could we extend for 2 minutes?
Any objection? Okay, go ahead, Carol.
Thank you. Actually, it's for Bob and Terry, I guess. Bob, you mentioned the email lists. How does one get to the station email list? Is it the same way as the mailing list? Or is it just that you happen to have access to it?
You know, I'm not the one to ask. It's been a long time since somehow I got added to it, but as far as I know, there's somewhere on the website where anyone can just say, please add me to the station's email list.
No, not added to it. How do you get to it to use it? To mail?
Oh, no, that's management. Management.
Development should probably have a good list.
Well, that's interesting if you have development. But I mean, it's just as management for the right to use it. Terry, when was this put out of the ESC contract, Terry? I didn't hear about this. I'm very distressed about that.
At some point, we had internet voting in the contract, and part of the internet voting was sending out an email blast, series of email blasts, and that all came out as a cost-saving measure.
Oh, that's crucial. That's too bad. That was really important. Okay.
I just want to point out that item eight on today's proposed agenda was candidate access to voters' emails.
Oh, thank you,
Michael.
That
was meant to be the discussion item about.
Okay, so if we have time, we'll get back to that. All right, so let's keep going on the agenda. Next is time allotted for on-air listener candidate forum. So let me just start by asking Terry, as best you know at the five stations, what approximately, I know you don't have chapter and verse, but approximately, did you ask the LESs to use a formula like, such as the one in the 2009 election policy, which is 1 hour for each five candidates in structuring these?
Yeah, that was in the manual they all got at the beginning of their job, and I think maybe KPFT was able to achieve that, but none of the other stations have come close. Airtime has just not been made available.
So in other words, the candidates are being crammed into very short time slots.
As a general rule, that's what's happening, shorter than what we have requested.
Okay. All right. Well, then I'm going to offer this motion, which those of you who were on email tonight saw that I circulated along with the agenda. Let me read it for everyone and for the stream. Whereas Article 4, Section 6 of the Pacifica Bylaws states in part, quote, all candidates for election as a listener-sponsored delegate shall be given equal opportunity for equal airtime, which airtime shall include time for a statement by the candidate and a question-and-answer period with call-in listeners, unquote. And whereas the PNB's 2009 LSB election policy set a standard for on-air LSB candidate forums to be 1 hour in length for each five candidates, and whereas many LSB candidate forums before and since have followed a similar formula, and whereas in at least one signal area, WBAI, the recently announced forums will require 10 candidates to share 1 hour, and whereas it is critical that all candidates have adequate time to explain their positions and that listener members have adequate time to pose questions via phone and hear answers from all the candidates then on the air, resolved that the PNB Elections Committee strongly urges the National Election Supervisor to ensure that at all signal areas, on-air listener candidate debates allocate at least 1 hour for each five candidates. Now, let me just clarify that, this is written before hearing Terry's explanation that he's really tried to expand the time to be, it sounds like, to be this very formula, and it's management at some stations have just said, sorry, we don't have the time. So I guess maybe I would amend this to say strongly urges the National Election Supervisor and managers at the five stations to ensure that at all signal areas, on-air listener candidate debates allocate at least 1 hour for each five candidates. So I just want to make clear, this is not directed against Terry, who's clearly done his best, but it's just to try to have a strong statement of sentiment by this committee, which of course cannot mandate anything, but can at least, make a moral statement that we think this is really important for a meaningful election. So, I'm done. Floor is open. First let me ask Terry if you have any comments, or do you want to just...
At this late date, the only difficulty I have is that the only way that could probably be achieved at the number of stations would be if the forums kept going into December, because of the number of slots. I mean, if we could get, a full day of airtime for elections, you could achieve it in one day, but you would have no listeners left. And so it's trying to achieve that balance. And that's what we wanted to achieve in October and early November. And at this point, I just don't think station management would dream of doing that. And my risk is, my concern is that the only way they would say to do that, okay, you can have one this week, we'll have another one next week, another one first week of December, and another one on December 10th, or something like that. And that would not be acceptable either. So we want to get them early on, and we want to have lots of hours, and no station program director wants a large crunch of programming if they consider to be detrimental to their station. Right. To be clear, that a lot of station people feel that the election campaign stuff just turns off listeners, and they don't want to put it on if they can help it.
Right. No, I understand. Just
this is Lydia.
Okay, one quick clarification at BAI is that, of course, we do have the 6-day extension of the deadline, so it's a little more realistic at BAI that there could be another session that was still within a meaningful time to affect the outcome of the election. Okay, so I heard Lydia and Revelin. Is there anyone else? Okay,
Nancy.
And then Nancy. Lydia, go ahead.
Yes, for whatever reason, I have received more emails and phone calls from people who have received their ballot wanting to know, have some orientation on the candidates. Like, we've received statements, but, you know, have you ever met this person, blah, blah, blah. So there is actually a good deal of interest. Same thing, I went to an event and several people asked me, you know, who are these people? They don't know them, et cetera, et cetera. So I think that station management is mistaken to some degree this time. For some reason, there's a lot of interest. But anyway, that aside, is that I don't think it's realistic. I don't think management is going to be very open to have, if they don't already have these forms, you know, in the mix right now, that we're going to get very far. I'll support the motion, to be sure. But I think that the forums should take place one way or the other, and if they're not going to be aired, let's say because of the Gaza situation, there should absolutely be the access online so that people who receive their ballot, they want to vote and they want to find out what, they want to hear the voice. You know, they want to get a sense of the personality beyond the statement. So I think, you know, perhaps we can push that as well.
Okay. Revelin.
Okay, I had a question, and actually the second thing I was going to say kind of dovetails with what Lydia just suggested, that if we, could put up online, if we could take a forum, audio and visual, and put it up online, then people, we could drive people to look at the candidates, and out of their own curiosity, they could look at their candidates. I don't know how well the candidate statements are produced also, because I heard one of them, and it was just like all of a sudden out of dead air, here's a candidate saying, you know, my name is such and such, and I'm, you know. And, you know, we have to remember that we are in competition with so much other sounds and, you know, everything from Pandora to whatever. We want people to listen, and I don't think it's enough for us to say, well, it's Pacifica and we have our listeners. We have our listeners, but we have other people that are vying for our listeners. So I think those statements should be maybe even more produced than they are, and maybe they probably at this late date cannot be. But for those that have not been, just better produced. The online access to audio and video, as Lydia said, and I agree with. And the other thing is that I think that we're at a point in our committee where we might be able to say, okay, you two deal with getting the quorum together. You two deal with, getting those instead of, you know, the managers or those statements that are going to be made or blogged or whatever, getting those to divide us up so we're not all as one group you know, waiting in a linear fashion for this to happen, then that to happen, I think our group is strong enough for us to branch off and do what we can do the best. And I agree with Terry that Terry is not the person to initiate all of this literature and things like that. He just isn't. But again, it should be run by him to say, is this cool? Are we violating anything that you have set up?
Okay. Let me ask Revelyn, would you like to put forward an amendment such as, I just kind of threw this together, at the end of, you know, the part about that the NES and the managers ensure they all have at least 1 hour for five candidates, and then say, in addition, the committee recommends that archives of on-air forums be posted on each station's website in a visible location.
Yeah, if it's, oh, yes,
okay.
Absolutely.
All right, so that's an amendment on the floor now. Next is Nancy.
Yes, I'd like to say that we did post on our website about the 1 hour with three candidates only on-air forums, and we did post the names of the people, and you can and YouTube link so they can see the person talking, and that was of great interest. But even more hits were on the Facebook page of KPFT, and I haven't gone into it. I just heard from other people, but they're telling me, you know, how many people, which candidate got so many likes, you know, so many likes, 40 likes or 6 likes. So I do think the visual, that was easily done. The intern, the college student, she just had a little video. I think it was on her phone. She took us, and we did each of about 2 minutes, talked about anything we wanted. And so, and then the text was just taken from our state candidate statement. Okay, I think we can appeal to our programmers. And I know this Terry doesn't like this, but I think that's the only way they're going to hear anything if the programmers say, hey, vote or return your empty ballot. So we have to appeal to our programmers to promote this election. And we need to make sure our programmers know that Pacifica is dying, that we're in financial straits, and that we need to keep this, we need to save Pacifica for the future generations. We just have to tell them that, and they have to hear it. And they think board members know more information than they do, which is true. And so we just have to tell them. And, I forgot what I was going to talk about. Go ahead. Next person. Go ahead.
Okay. Well, I believe, Revelyn, aren't we about at time on this?
Yeah, it's 10:41.
Yeah.
And
okay.
We said we're going to 10:45.
Right, right. So if there's no objection, I'd like to move to a vote on this, and I'll reread it as amended. Well, first, is there any objection to adding the sentence, in addition, the committee recommends that archives of on-air forums be posted on each station's website in a visible location? Okay, hearing none, that's added. So now the
Bob.
Yes.
We posted it, but you know what? It's not clear. It's in tiny print, like click on here to hear your candidate statement. But some people told me just recently, like yesterday and today, they found out that if you click the name, you hear the statement. It's so tiny a print, they missed it. So it has to be, you know, in bold letters. You want to hear the voice. It's got to be done, you know. Anyway, never mind.
Jane, for the stack on that question.
Okay, very briefly, because we're really at time.
I object.
To what?
The addition.
Oh, I see, to the amendment. Okay, does anyone else object? Because if so, we'll call the roll.
Why does Jane...
Because I am a volunteer. I am pretty much the only one doing any content addition to the WPFW website right now. It is not practical. It's just not practical. Right now, Otis has added, the national site is, it's a centralized location that people can go to, and Otis is able to do quite a lot in terms of making stuff available. I mean, he's added, right now we have we have somewhat inadequate messaging going on at a local level, and I don't know, I'm very frustrated with that, okay? But none of this is going to solve that problem. I'm completely against this motion because Terry is obviously already doing the best he can to make this happen. But I definitely object to that last part.
Okay.
If someone other than you were doing it, would you object?
Basically, I only mention that because I have firsthand knowledge about the technical obstacles that are involved with implementing this suggestion, and so therefore I think it's not practical. Even if somebody on staff were doing it, I would stand up for them and say it's not a reasonable request to make. And on the rest of the motion, I'm objecting to it because Terry has obviously expressed in the meeting tonight and in what we've seen, he is already attempting to make this happen. So...
Okay, well, let me just say, I think Jane makes the last point, makes an important point that I agree with, and I think I should actually remove a reference to the National Election Supervisor since we would be urging him to do something he already tried to do. So I'll change it to resolve that the PNB Elections Committee strongly urges the managers at the five stations to ensure that in all signal areas, on-air listener candidate debates allocate at least 1 hour for each five candidates. In addition, the committee recommends, and it's only a recommendation which can be followed or not, recommends that archives of on-air forms be posted on each station's website in a visible location. So let's call the roll on the amendment and then on the motion as a whole. Jane, please, would you? On the amendment about the forms posted on the website.
Right, and the other thing is that our forms are going to be held like the last week of November, at which point having them posted to the website, it's of dubious value. But, okay, I'm going to call the roll on that. Sorry. Okay. okay. This is on the amendment about the recommendation on posting the on-air forums. Sasha?
I'm going to pass.
Tracy? Andrea? Lydia?
Yes.
Michael?
Yes.
Nancy?
Yes, posted.
Wesley?
Yes.
Bob?
Yes.
Manishe?
Pass.
Carolyn?
No, abstain on this one.
Was that a no or an abstain?
Thank you, it's a no.
Jane is no, Reverend?
Yes.
Okay, we have one, two, three.
I passed, could you come back to me?
Sasha?
Yes.
One, two.
Passes. Yeah.
That's correct. There were seven yeses, two noes.
Okay, so that amendment passes. And now the full motion. Does anyone need all the whereases reread, or can I just read the resolve part? Okay. Okay, resolve that the PNB Elections Committee strongly urges the managers at the five stations to ensure that at all signal areas... that should be in all signal areas. On-air listener candidate debates allocate at least 1 hour for each five candidates. In addition, the committee recommends that archives of on-air forums be posted on each station's website in a visible location.
Good information.
Yes, point of information.
Yeah, if we pass this, is it held up by the PNB passing it? What is the effect of this?
The effect is that since time is so short to implement our intent, I think that I would just simply forward this to the board chair, the PNB chair, who is doubling currently as the interim ED, so that she sees the views of the committee, and you know she can do what she sees fit with it. And obviously, if the PNB is meeting quickly, I don't remember their next meeting date, but they're meeting soon, it would be great if they chose to take it up. But obviously, none of this is binding. This is.
Could you also forward that to the LSB chair or the election committee representative? Or?
Well, I always post things on our committee listserv, and so we have people from all five LSBs on that committee. So you are welcome. It is a public document. You can forward it to anyone you think is appropriate in your local station, whether management or board. Okay?
Yep.
All right, so Jane, please call the roll.
I have a question.
Yes.
Did Terry, did you say that all the 500-word or less statements are posted on all the five stations, or just KPFT? Was Terry gone?
I have to unmute myself. All of the questionnaires and statements are on the national website, and all the stations have links from their election page to the candidate statements and questionnaires and so on.
Okay, let's get back. Okay. Nancy, we're voting on a motion right now. So,
yes,
Jane, please call the roll on this motion as a whole.
Sasha?
Yeah. How are we voting? Yes, yes for
yes,
or no?
Yes if you support the motion, no if you oppose it.
Thank you.
That was a yes for Sasha.
Tracy? Andrea? Lydia?
Yes.
Michael?
Yes.
Nancy?
Yes.
Wesley?
Yes.
Bob?
Yes.
Carolyn?
No.
Jane, I'm going to vote yes on that. Revelyn?
Yes.
Okay. 8 yes, 1 no. Motion passed.
I don't think manager doesn't exist.
Oh, Marcia, I'm sorry. I must have missed you. Did you vote on the last one?
I did. I
didn't. Oh, okay. I'm sorry. Okay. Did you want to vote on the last one?
Yeah, it's a little late on the
okay.
last one.
All right, Manashe, well, how do you vote on this one?
Yeah.
It shouldn't be. Yes.
Thank you. I'm sorry.
Okay, so the total would be 9 yes. Is that correct, Jane? 9 yes, 1 no?
That's correct.
Okay.
Yes, that's correct.
Okay, so the motion passes, and we are actually past time for the meeting as a whole. Unless there is a motion to extend, then I'm going to adjourn.
Could I make a motion about the, you asked for action, I mean, for suggestions for moving forward the topic about the meeting of quorum?
Before you do,
I move to extend 10 minutes.
Oh, okay.
Of what I think is more urgent right now is the issue about the access to the emails, that item.
Okay, well, let's first see if there's enough votes to extend at all, and then if so, we'll decide on what topic. So, is there any objection to a 10-minute extension? Okay, hearing none, it's extended. And now, Lydia, your proposal is the whole time on that item, or split it? Lydia?
Well, no, but I mean, it's almost like, it's really like, I think, an issue to carry for one.
Yeah, no, I'm asking you, how do you want to use the 10 minutes just for that one item?
No, five, but we can split
it. So five
it.
And five.
Yeah.
Okay, any objection to 5 minutes on that and 5 minutes on quorum extension? Or quorum, not extension, sorry. Quorum measures to increase turnout.
Attainment.
Attainment, right. Okay, hearing none, Lydia, go ahead.